This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 14th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Birth Center of Northwest Arkansas, serving Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville, and surrounding communities. The Birth Center offers a family birthing experience utilizing certified nurse midwives for pregnancy, childbirth, and newborn needs, and alternative pain management. More information is available at bcnwa.com. Support also comes from the Walmart Amp presenting Steely Dan Thursday, July 24th at 7:30 p.m. This American jazz and rock band, founded by Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, will perform hits like Reelin' in the Years, My Old School, Peg, and more. Tickets and information are available at amptickets.com or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, more than 3,000 children are in Arkansas foster care custody on any single day. A new report has suggestions how to better serve these young people. Plus, Arkansas native Louis Jordan's foray into the Caribbean and Calypso. That piece of musical history is today's edition of Arkansongs. And we'll hear how the four men running for governor of Arkansas responded when asked about the legality of same-sex marriage. First, new figures show the number of people enrolled in health care coverage through Arkansas's private option declined by about 4,800 people last month to 184,000. Arkansas Department of Human Services spokeswoman Amy Webb says inaccurate federal information about enrollment eligibility was one reason for the decline. She says another is that some enrollees saw a rise in income, leaving them ineligible for the program.
Medicaid felt it was more accurate to report at the end of the month who was eligible and exclude those individuals who had had life changes or other things where they were no longer eligible for the private option.
DHS also indicates the per-month cost per enrollee declined slightly while still remaining above last year's projections. The private option provides Arkansans living below 138% of the federal poverty level with government-funded private health insurance. The Fayetteville City Council tomorrow night is scheduled to formally accept two grants from the Walton Family Foundation for trail construction and trail design in South Fayetteville. Matt Mahalovich, the city's trails coordinator, says the larger grant for more than $800,000 will go toward completing the Town Branch Trail, which will be built in three phases.
The first piece that we'll work on is from where the Frisco Trail currently ends, where we newly extended it into Walker Park. And so it'll go from that point through Walker Park, past 15th Street, and then head back to the west along the Town Branch Creek. Underneath School Avenue, there's actually some trail construction under South School currently between that and Great House Springs Park. So that piece will all be tied in. And the next phase is from Great House Springs Park over to Razorback Road, and that's where the Crown Apartments is. And then the following phase will be from the Crown Apartments up around, kind of along the east side of Interstate 49 and back around to catch the Chalagee Trail near Hollywood Street.
He says recent additions to the city's trail system present a favorable opportunity for expanding the network of hard surface trails into an underserved part of town.
The Frisco Trail that we just completed with the tunnel under MLK has really opened up everything to the south. Before, we had this barrier with MLK to connect our trails south of there. So now we're kind of free and open, and so some really nice corridors in that part of town, and also, you know, a lot of people living there. There's the Research Technology Park for the university. And then also, ultimately, our big goal is to get the trails extended on down to the regional park that'll be along Cato Springs Road.
And for that project, the city is expected to formally accept another grant from the Walton Family Foundation of about $150,000 to cover design and engineering costs of the Cato Springs Trail, which, when completed in a few years, will connect to the regional park and to the soft surface trails at Mount Kessler. A side note, the city is officially opening the new trailhead for the Mount Kessler trails with a ribbon cutting tonight. Instances of infection by one particular waterborne bacteria are up this year. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, the Shigella bacterium has been a problem not only in Arkansas, but throughout the rest of the country as well. Dr. Gary Wheeler is the medical director for the health department's infectious disease branch.
It causes a diarrhea syndrome that's typically self-limited, meaning you don't have to do anything. It just goes away on its own, typically within about a week. There are some episodes in certain individuals that can be more severe and lead to blood in the diarrhea and sometimes to hospitalization. The hospitalization can occur because the patient becomes dehydrated or that they develop complications of the Shigella, typically more severe bowel disease, but other things as well.
Dr. Wheeler says patients who are hospitalized because of Shigella typically have other health issues like chronic illness or happen to be undergoing other treatments like chemotherapy. He also says Shigella can occur in three groups of people commonly susceptible to illness: infants, the elderly, and pregnant women. Dr. Wheeler says because Shigella lives in the GI tract, it typically spreads when people don't practice good hand hygiene. Dr. Wheeler says there's no definitive reason why the number of cases of Shigella has been on the rise this year, but he does recommend anyone with symptoms of the illness, such as diarrhea, fever, or dehydration, visit their physician. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals play the second of four home games against Tulsa tonight in Springdale. Last night, the Nats defeated the Drillers 5-1 to keep their lead in the Texas League North standings at one game. Tonight's contest is scheduled to begin at 7:05. Mostly cloudy tonight. A slight chance of showers in the early evening. Lows will be from 60 in northwest Arkansas to the mid-60s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs from 77 to 82. Not bad for mid-July. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows around 51 in northwest Arkansas. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.